This is Apollo 11 interview number 17 with Mr. Donald Buchanan. This is a NASA Apollo 11 news feature from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Apollo 11, Moon Landing. That's the assignment for astronauts Armstrong, Collins, and Aldrin, with Armstrong and Aldrin slated to make the actual lunar touchdown. Launch of Apollo 11 will be from NASA's Kennedy Space Center, Florida, the country's moon port, where sizes of rockets and supporting structures are almost impossible to convey to people who haven't seen them firsthand. The country's largest rocket and spacecraft are assembled vertically inside one of the world's largest buildings. They're assembled on top of a mammoth launcher umbilical tower, LUT for short, which will ultimately serve as the launch platform. 12 million pounds of rocket, spacecraft, and LUT, or launcher umbilical tower, are then picked up by one of the world's largest moving vehicles and carried 3.5 miles to the launch pad itself. At the Kennedy Space Center, Mr. Donald Buchanan is engineering manager for what's known as Launch Complex 39. We ask him to reflect back to the early planning days for the moonport and ask him to outline major obstacles or problems faced by engineers as they moved into the land of giants.
Well, I think that one of the things that we have a hard time ever getting used to is proportions of the size of the Saturn V. Now, when we start talking of launchers that are some 440 feet high, we were at that time stationed in Huntsville, and we didn't have anything to compare it to. And the nearest thing we had was something like the Times Building in downtown Huntsville, which always looked rather large, and then you'd start figuring out the height of the Times Building and start placing it on an overlay of to where would that fall on something like the LUT, and it doesn't get up to the first joint. Then you start getting a little bit worried about what are we really trying to do here, and have we said, well, no, we recognize now this is the largest movable structure in the world, but we're not doing that to break a record. We're trying to make a system work. So when we get the design established, let our contracts, and then come down into what we might call the sand dunes and start erection. So here comes massive pieces of steel, and you start watching that thing grow, and you said, is it ever going to stop? Where is the top of it? And where you can really appreciate the size of it is when you get up on the top and start looking down and see those little bitty things moving, which are called people. And we had lots of apprehension, but we were sure of our figures, and we double-checked and, of course, triple-checked, and obviously our engineering was good. So it's all a matter of proportion. Now, while it's big, I think it's still proportional. To some people, it may be just another structure, but to me, it's a thing of beauty.
Engineering Manager Donald Buchanan. Stay tuned for the next NASA Apollo 11 news feature and comments from Houston, Texas, and the director of the Manned Spacecraft Center, Dr. Robert Gilruth. This is Willard Scott speaking.